813 to WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And joining us on the line, we've got from Community Resource Services in Avon Lake, Pam Orodzanski. Pam, did I get your last name right? I just want to...
Hi, good morning. Yes, you did. You got it just right.
All right. Craig, I should tell you, you left out two letters. You reversed three letters on it. I had to look it up.
It's easy to do.
Well, sure. Well, Pam, we appreciate you joining us this morning to talk about the Super Bowl event. I'm a resident of Avon, so I'm familiar with this. But for people who are not, tell us what's going to take place at Avon Stadium coming up on August 30th.
Great. Well, thanks so much for having me this morning. So, yes, we are having our 10th annual Super Bowl food drive. It is a friendly competition between the two communities of Avon and Avon Lake. It started 10 years ago when the two schools' football teams started to play each other again for the varsity football teams. And the way it works is that each community schools collect money and canned goods, and we keep the food separate, and then we weigh all of the food and count up all the money that has been collected, and the community who collects the most food by weight, combined with the most cash that they collect, wins the coveted Super Bowl trophy. And that announcement is made at halftime of the Avon Lake football game on Friday night, August 30th. Well, this year it is being held at the Joe Ferment Chevrolet Stadium in Avon.
Where's that trophy right now? I mean, who won it last year? What's been the back and forth between the two communities?
So it's been pretty even. I think Avon Lake has won a couple more times than Avon, but last year... in Avon Lake, the Super Bowl trophy was awarded to the community of Avon. They collected more food and monetary donations than Avon Lake, so we awarded the Super Bowl trophy to them. Since the inception of this event, we have collected 57,000 pounds of food and $99,000 in monetary donations. So it is our biggest food drive that we hold at Community Resource Services.
Pam, talk a little bit about what the agency does and how you put that money and donations to good use.
Great. Yeah. So we are a social service agency. We serve residents who live in Avon or Avon Lake who meet certain requirements based on their income. And we are primarily a food pantry. Last year, we distributed over 98,000 pounds of food. But we also help people financially. We have financial assistance programs for emergency needs like rent, car repairs, prescriptions, back to school. We have a huge back to school program that is going on right now with school starting today, at least in Avon Lake, tomorrow in Avon. Utilities, big utility assistance program, school fees, and many other emergency expenses that our residents might face.
How does the fact that this is an opening night of the season football game going to affect that school just gets underway? Kids are trying to just find out what classrooms. How are you going to coordinate this so we kind of still get the same momentum that we would otherwise have?
Yes, actually. And being the 10th year of the Super Bowl, boy, both communities get so into it. They have been publicizing it through their schools all summer long. You know, I know that they'll both be pushing pretty hard over the next week, but actually it gives them a pretty good amount of time to get the collections in. And we actually had a couple of people drop off donations right to the CRS office yesterday, and one was for Avon and one was for Avon Lake. So people know about this event if they live in Avon and Avon Lake, especially if they have kids in the district. But we've already started collecting. So if you have any donations that you'd like to drop off, you can drop them off at any school in Avon or Avon Lake, or you can drop them off at the CRS office, which we're located in Avon Lake at the It used to be called the Arts Town Shopping Center, but now it's called the Beach Park Station Shopping Center, right where the Avon Lake Post Office is. So any of those places, you are welcome to drop off your donations.
Pam, that is a little, it's a newer home for you. You were just nearby as well, but talk a little bit about your new space and how that helps you out.
Wow. So last May, in May of 2018, we relocated in the same shopping center, but up into a much larger office space. We almost doubled the size of our office space, and it's just the pantry is so much bigger. We're able to really positively affect the quality of life for even more families in our community by that bigger space. We're very, very fortunate to be supported by Tom and Tommy Patton. They're the owners of the Beach Park Station Shopping Center. They donate the rent to us. And, so we're a little bit more visible. We used to be tucked away in the back of the shopping center. We're up front now. So, you know, we're a little bit more visible and just able to spread the word of what we do in that larger location.
Guest this morning joining us talking about the community Super Bowl drive for the Community Resource Center is Pam Orenzansky. We appreciate your time this morning. Again, people can drop them off at any of the Avon or Avon Lake schools, right? Your offices too.
Yes, absolutely.
That's good. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for it, and hopefully you get a good turnout.
Thank you.
Of course, that'll be
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks very much, Pam. Have a good day.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
And, of course, that'll game will be the WEOL radio game coming up. On 1 week from this Friday, August 30th.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that for you. All right.